Today is Friday, June 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I was debating about whether or not I was going to actually record an episode because we have in 39 minutes, we have the opening show of Pride 48. And I'm also doing a live Geeky Gay tonight. Well, it's at 12 a.m. Eastern, which is technically on Saturday, but we call that the Friday evening block. So 12 Eastern, you guys can tune in live over at pride48.com. So if you're one of those that downloads immediately and listens immediately when I put something out, you can go and listen. And Archer from Archer Radio. I feel like there was some kind of jingle, or there's some kind of jingle on his song, but or on his show. So I'm going to be doing that, and he's going to be my co-host because I have to fill an hour. And as everyone knows, I only do about 12 minutes, which is kind of an odd number, but for some reason, it just always ends up being about 12 minutes. I shoot for between 10 and 15, and 12 is like right there, you know, roughly. It's roughly at about halfway between 10 and 15. If I did 12 and a half, that literally would be exactly in between 10 and 15 because, you know, that's just how I am. So technically when I record tonight, it's not going to be Friday anymore. And so I need to put out a Friday show. And even though, you know, I talk about Fatty a lot, don't I? Fatty does his show the day before. So he always does his show the day before and then puts it on there's a way to schedule a post basically. And he schedules it for the next morning. And then Moose P apparently has some back channel where he gets the post before they go out for anyone else. Or he just knows the direct URL to go to or something like, I don't know. I don't know what he's got, but I don't do that. And so I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I'm going to put anything out to, you know, before. And I was like, yeah, I better do that. I think I've got everything set up. I know I've probably forgotten something. So just to kind of go over what I've done the past couple of days, yesterday I spent more time rearranging sprinklers and Mark's like, oh, if you'll teach me how to do this, I'll do it. And so basically the plants that we planted are really sucking up the water. So, I mean, I drowned those things, and the next day they're fine. And then the day after they're limp again. And you don't want your plants to be limp. You just really don't want them to be limp. So I went out again yesterday or last night and I showed Mark how to set the timer and like all that kind of stuff. And I got wet because when you're trying to position the sprinklers, the main reason that I think I really want to pay to have these sprinklers installed is because positioning them is a pain in the butt to like know, like, okay, the stream of this is going to hit exactly the right part in the yard that I want. And then you can't leave them because, like I said, it'll kill the grass wherever you leave them. So anyway, we did that. I also made a strawberry shortcake because I went to the store and I bought a few things and they had strawberries out, and they know exactly how to get in your mind. They put the little cakes right next to the strawberries and the whipped cream and everything. And then you're like, oh my God, I've got to have a strawberry shortcake. That sounds so good. Well, when I got home from the store, I immediately cut up the strawberries and I put some sugar over the top of them. And I was macerating them, right? That's what it's called, macerating. I mean, all of us macerate from time to time. And I put them in the refrigerator. And we didn't eat the strawberries until 2 to 3 hours later. And I was expecting them to be syrupy and nice and juicy and like sweet. And there was still like granular sugar on them after 2 hours or however long it was. So I don't know if putting them in the refrigerator was a problem or like what. You can't really fail at macerating fruit. It's not literally, you just pour sugar on it. There's not even a certain measurement that you're supposed to use. And it just creates its own juices, right? But for some reason, didn't work. And it tasted all right, but it was, you know, it was just kind of, I forgot to close the door, by the way. So if you hear rustling downstairs, it's Mark. It's my fault, though. I just completely forgot to close the door. But anyway, so we did that and I made another recipe, but we're going to talk about that on Throwing Down, one of my million podcasts that I'm going to be doing on the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. So you guys should definitely tune in if you're a fan of me, because I'm going to be in three different, well, you know, I wanted to sign up for all the shows that I do. Not, you know, why not? I mean, anybody's free to sign up for as many slots as they want to. David, that blue jeans guy, signs up for two slots because he does one by himself and then one with his partner. And he wants to always do them back to back. So he gets 2 hours back to back, and we allow this to happen. So, you know, it's not like I'm getting any special treatment or anything like that, but I am doing three shows. Plus, I'll be on the opening and closing show, but I'm going to try to just introduce and then turn it over to Taffy, because Taffy was supposed to be the host in New Orleans this year. And since we're not doing New Orleans, she's going to be the host of the June, you know, the June event, and also whatever we do in August. And then I think, I'm pretty sure the next in-person event, she'll still be the co-host of that as well, because she hasn't had a chance to be a host of a in-person event. And everyone loves Taffy. Everybody loves Taffy. So today, I didn't really get a whole lot of work done. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I keep saying this, and you guys are going to just be like, Adam, you never work. Okay, well, I try to get things done. But I am a procrastinator, so a lot of times at work, I'll end up like, I don't know, staring off into space, and then an hour before something is due, you know, working on it. It's horrible. It's always the way I've been, though. Homework, I always waited till the last minute to do homework. I always waited till the last minute to study for tests. It's just the way I am. So, you know, I had a million things on my mind, and I had a shit ton of things to do still for Pride 48, and it seems like since I've sort of taken over the technical stuff from Daniel, I always forget something. Again, it's probably my Alzheimer's, and you know, this is really bad that I'm making this joke, and if I really have Alzheimer's one day, it's going to be bad, but anyway, so I always forget something. You know, it'll be the last second, I'll be like, shit, I didn't give myself a username and password to log into the stream. And then I'm fumbling around, you know, or like, oh my God, what about the, where did the theme music go? You know, at last minute. Or, oh shit, I didn't set the recording for whatever. And so I really spent a considerable amount of time today working on that. And I'm going to apologize right now, because I'm probably going to repeat some of this stuff on the live show tonight. But I haven't decided whether I'm going to release the live show on the stream, or sorry, on the feed or not, because maybe I'll just leave the live show as a live thing, and you have to you have to listen live if you want to hear it. I don't know. We'll see. Because it's not broken up into neat little 12-minute chunks. You know, Fatty does this thing where, again, I'm mentioning Fatty. Oh, my God. Fatty does this thing where he records 3 20-minute episodes during his live thing. But because mine are, I don't know, I don't have, because all I do is talk about my life. So I don't think I can stretch 60 minutes worth of content. You know, that I don't even know how many that would be. That would be, would it be 5? I guess so. If I do 12 minutes, but then I would have to do exactly 12 minutes. Ugh, that would be a nightmare, because I never hit exactly the same thing. So I don't know if I'm even going to release this, but so I apologize that if I repeat something, if I do release this and I repeat something tonight, or if I release the one tonight and I repeat stuff, because you know, I never repeat crap. So I did a bunch of website changes, and then I emailed Fatty again. This is the third time I've mentioned Fatty in this episode, because every time I make changes to the Pride 48 website and I email the Suits and I'm like, hey Suits, you know, can you guys look over this and make sure that everything is good? Fatty emails me back with a list of revisions every single time. Somebody needs to give him like a red pen that he can just mark all over the website with. Somehow, if he could annotate the website in red pen, that would be absolutely awesome, because, you know, that's what he does. So I emailed him, and I'm like, hey, fatty, I made an update to the website. Could you just please email me your revisions? Smiley face. And he emailed me back, how dare you? And then he gave me a list of revisions. So I made those. And then I record everything during the entire weekend so that we can do a replay. And I have to set that up. I have a separate program that does all the recording. And so I had to set that up and I had to blah, blah, blah. I had all the stuff that I had to do. And so on top of that, I did have a couple of work meetings and stupidly, we're having the cleaners clean the old house today and we're turning in the keys. Ugh. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Hopefully I'll see you guys tonight, but I'll definitely talk to you Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.